Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get in on a Thursday evening here. And I got to tell you, I woke up this morning and I had a feeling that I haven't had for one of our teams here in a while. And you know what that feeling was? Genuine excitement and genuine just like trust in what's going on. Like I thought about the Sixers and what they did last night and Daryl Morey. Let's talk some Sixers here tonight, because last night we have the NBA draft. Free agency starts tomorrow. And we haven't had a chance to talk about the Sixers in a positive way in how long? In a long time. Remember that make-believe excitement we had when the bubble started? And everyone, you know, Tucker over here was
trying
to...
Were people excited on this show? I don't remember that.
Someone here tried to convince me it would be a new Sixers team once they entered the bubble.
Must have been Jack. They must have been back then.
And I had to be the bad guy and everyone say, no, this is the same crap we're going to see. Nothing's going to change here. And nothing did, and they got bounced. But last night, watching Daryl Morey operate was awesome. Like, watching a GM that knows what he's doing just gave me so much hope for the future of the Sixers here, that the right decisions are going to be made. Look, did Daryl Morey turn the Sixers into a title contender last night? No. I mean, let's take a deep breath on that and realize this team is still not where it needs to be. But watching how he navigated the draft, but more importantly, the trades, and moving Al Horford out of here for 1 year of Danny Green, and moving Josh Richardson, who I never really liked. Josh Richardson is just, he just strikes me as an okay player. And he didn't do one thing well enough for me to be excited about it. Like, he was a pretty good defender, but not a great defender. He was not a, you know, he could score a little bit, but he wasn't a natural scorer. Like, he just was a guy. And I didn't think he fit with the big guys they had, so I was glad moving on from him. And Curry is, I almost think we underrate Seth Curry, because we don't, like, he's obviously not his brother, so it's easy to say, oh yeah, you know, it's the other Curry. But that guy could shoot. He's a spot-up shooter and a good one, and he will fill the role that they missed last year when J.J. Redick wasn't here. Like, I just watched the way Morey operated last night, and that felt like, it really felt like a GM that knows what he's doing. 215-592-9494. I haven't been excited for the Sixers in a long time. Are you excited again? Because watching Daryl Morey do what he did last night, it got me excited. It made me feel like, okay, the Sixers are back on the right path, the one they fell off of as the wheels fell off around here for the past couple seasons. The other thing that I felt last night watching it was that last night was a vote of confidence towards Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, but it was also a clock and an alarm that Daryl Morey set off. Because the way I look at it is the way they have now reshaped this team, right? Horford's gone, Richardson's gone. They basically undid the mistakes of last offseason, and they tried to bring in some shooting and some guard play to complement two big guys that, quite frankly, are both good players, but don't fit together very well. You need help to make their fit work better. And that's what they had a couple years ago with the way the roster was with Covington and Redick. And it looks like they're trying to bring that back a little bit now. But it also set up to me a very clear picture by Daryl Morey. There's no more excuses now for Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Like, he's given these guys a roster around them. Like, here's what we're not going to be able to do. 1 year from now, or, you know, I've lost track of time and years and all this, but when the next season ends, what is that supposed to be? July? Next season ends in July? Is that what we're doing now? Okay, so next summer. At some point next summer, wherever the Sixers land, whether they are a one and done again, or they go to the second round, or they make a run to the conference finals, or somehow they do something special and get to a finals, whatever they are, because they'll make the playoffs, but whatever they are after that, there will be no more vague reasons for it. there will be no more, this was Brett Brown's fault. You give him a real coach, then we'll see if these guys can really, really do it. Now, that's over now. You got Doc Rivers here. Oh, well, it's not their fault. It's everything around them, right? The fit, it's clunky. It's not Joel's fault. There's no spacing. It's not Ben's fault. He needs shooters around him. All that stuff's gone now. They went out and got one of the great three-point shooters in the NBA right now in Curry. They went out and got another combo guard to help penetrate and score on the offensive end in the first round. They went out and got, you know, players that will help this team win. Danny Green, who's been a defender and a shooter, 3-and-D guy, like exactly what you need with Ben and Joel. So the excuses are now over for Ben and Joel. And that's what I think Daryl Morey set up last night. He put this franchise back on the track, right? Because they fell off the tracks the last couple years. Anytime we had a discussion about the Sixers for the last year and a half, the idea of them actually winning a title was baloney. Like, they weren't winning anything. Not with the roster they assembled, not with the front office they assembled. It wasn't going to happen. And last night, Daryl Morey did two things for me. One, he got me excited about Sixers basketball again for the first time in a long time. And two, he officially set the clock on Ben and Joel. Because he's giving them everything that we have said and we have asked, and I think they've asked for. A coach that will, you know, has experience, championship experience, and the kind of roster around those two guys where, look, there's no more excuses. There's no more clunky fit. There's no more we don't have enough shooters. It's all there now. It's all there now for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So this is what we're going to find out. And, of course, this is barring some sort of, you know, a masterful James Harden trade that Morey pulls off tomorrow or, you know, when free agency starts. But, like, let's just say that the big stuff was done. Let's just go on the premise the Sixers are not going to pull off a deal for James Harden tomorrow, and they're going to give Ben and Joel a chance. They're going to let those guys play together under Doc and with a new set of players around them. I think Daryl Morey has made it very clear. He's made the answer to this equation very clear for us, very clear for Ben and Joel, and very clear for him. At the end of this basketball season that's coming up here, there is going to be no more debate, zero, on whether Ben and Joel can actually do this together. We're going to know. We're going to know if with shooters around them and with a championship coach, can these guys make it work together and push this team towards a title. The picture is not going to be muddied any longer. It's not going to be muddied. We're going to have our answer. 215-592-9494. Are you excited for the Sixers again? Because I am, and I haven't been for a long time. It has been well over a year since I sat here and said, you know what? I'm really excited for Sixers basketball. I am. I'm excited for where this franchise is going. I'm excited for what Morey did last night, and I'm excited that he took the step that was necessary. If you're not going to land Harden and you can't do it, then just make the picture very clear. Make it obvious on whether Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are the guys, the right guys, and can they do it together? 215-592-9494. Your reaction to what Daryl Morey did about 24 hours ago. We come back, you'll hear Morey, what he said last night about his two stars, and you got to hear Coach Calipari, John Calipari, on the Sixers' first-round pick. He loves the kid, and that guy usually knows guards when they come in the NBA. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Let's talk some Sixers here because I'm excited for what Daryl Morey did last night. We'll talk about it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.